There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Or you can use LRN.FM. That's our username on Skype. You just send us a contact request on Skype, and we'll approve it within, say, 10 minutes or something like that. And then you can call in using, well, you know, a better audio system generally. It's username LRN.FM on Skype. And our telephone number again is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell.
Feel free to call in about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. In the meantime, I've got a story from Reason.com I think is very interesting. It's not exactly new, but I've been holding on to it because it's, well, these are the kind of things we need to know about. A mom's 20-minute absence from home became the obsession of a child protective services officer. As is often the case, the issue was not whether anything bad happened to the kids while mom was out. The sole criteria for CPS hounding this woman for 2 solid years seemed to be that something bad could have happened. Of course, if the mom had taken the kids with her, something bad could have happened to them in the car ride, too. Right? Like, cars are dangerous things, and you putting your kids in them, then not such a great idea. The number one way that children die in the U.S. is as car passengers, not as kids at home getting ready for the day. But real odds don't matter when it comes to the state deciding who's a dangerous mom. All that matters is the new notion that all decent mothers are literally at their children's side 24/7. You trust your kids to be okay for a few minutes unsupervised and government busybodies find out, well, take a look. And this is very interesting. We read on the air a story about, I think it was from ChicagoNow.com, about sort of the things that make your kid ready for first grade. And there was a differentiation between kindergarten and first grade back then. This was from 1979 was the list. And one of the things it asked is, could your kid walk 4 to 6 blocks by themselves? Now, this is for a 6- or 7-year-old, your kid going into first grade. This is a 6-year-old. And could your 6-year-old walk 4 to 6 blocks? I think that you probably would never see your 6-year-old again because the government would take them and, you know, take them away from you if you let them walk 6 blocks these days.
I think there was actually a story about that recently. Like, some kids were, like, taken away from their parents for walking home from school or something like that.
And walking home from the park.
Walking home from the park, and then they're like, oh, your children are unsupervised. Well, we're going to supervise your children for you.
I think it was a 9-year-old and his younger sibling was walking home unsupervised from the park. And, you know, a lot of people get all riled up. Whoa, a predator could get these kids. Well, it turns out CPS is the predator, and they do get the kids. And in many cases, they get funding for placing the kids in homes and that sort of thing. So they get a benefit from this.
Yeah, child pornography service, I'm sorry, protective services is a really pervasive industry that really gets way too involved in the lives of families at this point. And it's one of these things that we hear this every day, whatever the situation is just they're trying to make the world seem like, look, I'm not saying that the world is not a dangerous place. I carry a handgun, right? But I think they want people to just be terrified of the world around them. And if that fails, then they will make you terrified of them.
Yeah, there's a saying that war is the health of the state. And I disagree. I think that fear is the health of the state, because that's really what they play on. If they don't have fear, if they can't turn us against other people, play up the things that are dangerous in the world, that includes the danger of the foreign person so that we can have wars. But I think that we should be rebranding that terminology is that the CPS, that's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe the world is full of dangerous rapists that are looking to scoop your kids up when they're out walking around, or that your kids can't be left alone for a few minutes at home. Now, my son's 7 years old, And we've let him go sort of walking, we live in the woods. We'd let him walk some places, go out and play outside without keeping an eye on him every minute. He's probably been unsupervised for 20 minutes. Now, I would ask you, what is the reason that he can be unsupervised outside but not inside? Is it because he could find matches or something? We don't have matches in our house. I'm a fireman. I don't like candles. But I do say we do have lighters, but, I have them in particular places. But he's never shown any interest in those things.
Right, and you probably let him know at some point, like, hey, playing with fire is a big no-no.
He's clear that fire. Like, ever since he's been little, we've been very clear that fire is not such a great thing. We have a wood-fired boiler outside. And, if you want to play with fire, here's a place to do it. We throw wood in here and set it on fire. He doesn't really need to do anything more than that, hopefully. And certainly something could happen, but I'm not suggesting leaving him alone for very long. But I can also say having a kid, and maybe this is just my kid, if we're talking about getting ready for school in the morning, they're still in that stunned state. They're not going to be really too much trouble. You know what I mean? They're not running around looking for Bic lighters to play with in the morning. I would say that this is probably true for most kids. I could be wrong on some of them, no doubt. And this is about what could happen. But kids getting up in the morning, they're groggy. They're just doing their very best to brush their teeth and put their clothes on in many cases. And, maybe want to watch TV or play a video game. Not so interested in doing something that might be terribly harmful. I want to go on with the article here. The ordeal began in June when Gonzalez, then 36, awoke at 7:30 a.m. Startled and groggy, her 16-month-old son had been sick, and Gonzalez slept fitfully. Her husband left earlier to start his first of his two jobs. Like most parents, Gonzalez's mind immediately settled on the day's many tasks, including taking the children to walk her four-year-old son to the bus stop. What are you putting a four-year-old on a bus for? Anyway, that's when the panic surged. She had overslept, and the bus had already departed. My God, they're picking up kids before 7:30 in the morning?
We're going to get them out bright and early so that we can shape their fragile little minds into our statist indoctrination camps.
Well, they're still stunned.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, my God. You see, kids grow when they're sleeping. Their minds grow when they're sleeping. Their brains grow when they're sleeping. Their bodies grow when they're sleeping. Sleep's very important. We're careful to let my son wake up on his own. And, yeah, that probably means that in his late, as he gets older, he's probably going to sleep later and later. Well, you know what? I don't have a problem with him sleeping in until 10 or 11 or 1 if it's making him smarter and stronger and better ready to handle the world. Yeah, I do think that school, one of the advantages is that if you have a job, that you have to be there at a particular time. And, school kind of teaches you that on-time thing. But this 7:30 in the morning is just bad for kids. I think it'd be much better off if we were talking about 9 or 10.
There have been studies done scientifically that back you up on that.
Yeah. I've looked into them a bit, but anyway. As her 8-year-old daughter dressed for school, Gonzalez and her son rushed down the stairs from their third-floor apartment in Schaumburg, Illinois, and looked for the bus. Seeing an empty street, Gonzalez quickly decided to drive the 2 miles to school. When she returned home after a 20-minute absence, Gonzalez found her toddler son watching television in bed and her daughter ready to attend school. She regretted impulsively leaving them alone, but grateful nothing tragic happened. The next day, Gonzalez mentioned the incident to her therapist, a clinical student who helped treat her for depression. "I did something probably stupid," Gonzalez recalls saying. Her therapist remained silent, as a therapist should, right? But after a few hours, Gonzalez's phone rang. "I talked to my supervisor," the therapist said, "and I explained to her that what you had just told me, and we have decided to call the Department of Children and Family Services." So this isn't CPS, this is CFS in Illinois. Gonzalez hadn't heard of the Child Welfare Agency, but was terrified. She started telling me that they were probably going to come and interview, and probably that they would take the children away. Good Lord.
I love how just they just treat that so nonchalantly. I mean, they don't even think of this. That is, it's more severe to take somebody's children away than it is to put them in jail. I wish that they would understand the severity of that. And it's, I went through CPS stuff when I was a kid, man. It was bad.
Kids die in foster homes. They get raped in foster homes. Foster, the state taking kids is not some kind of solution. It's a bad solution, generally. I'm sure there are bad folks with kids, but, you know. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts. 855-450-3733.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. If you're on the internet, and I know you are, you need to protect yourself. The internet, your internet service providers saving all your surfing history and turn that over to any agency that asks them for it. And you never know. We're reading a story right here about Child Protective Services misinterpreting what happens, you know, in people's homes. And you never know what the people are going to think about where you go and what you do on the internet.
And net neutrality is not going to improve matters.
Criminals are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets, trying to steal all your information and get into your bank accounts and credit cards and all that sort of thing. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet and logging all that stuff. Simply download the app for ProXPN for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux, and then you can just connect to the internet and you're protected from all that. No more prying, no more spying. One account works for all your devices. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use the promo code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off of the annual account. It's almost $5, that's basically $5 a month. So FTL50, and you get the savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter how long you have it. So if that's the premium account, and you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, the ability to privately torrent, you can get past regionally blocked websites, and this is important, ProXPN.com does not keep records of your online habits. You can get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50. This is the premier Liberty VPN service, ProXPN. You can get a great discount on privacy that's priceless. proxpn.com/FTL, FTL50. Going back to the story from Reason, this woman, her name's Gonzalez. Let's see what her first name is here. She has a panic, and she decides to – she's late for school, getting her 4-year-old to school. So she runs off and takes her 4-year-old to school and leaves her 8-year-old and with the toddler. And everything was fine when she got back 20 minutes later, but she told this to a therapist. And the therapist – now this is a sort of a – I don't know, a trainee kind of therapist? I really don't know how to describe this, but it sounds like it might be, government subsidized or something. It was a clinic student who helped treat her for depression. So she says, I talked to my supervisor, the therapist says, she calls Gonzalez up and says, I explained to her what you had just told me, and we have to call the Department of Children and Family Services. Gonzalez had never heard of that welfare agency, but was terrified, child welfare agency. She started telling me that they were probably going to come and interview me and then probably take my kids away. Gee, wouldn't you love to have a therapist like that?
Yeah, that doesn't sound very therapeutic at all. That sounds like you're about to tear a family apart and cause somebody to need a great deal of therapy later on in their life.
Right.
I mean, if that'll help with their depression.
Right. She's got depression, and the therapist is, having her family torn apart by the Child Protective Services. Thanks, therapist.
It's funny to me. I mean, it's not funny. It's absolutely horrific. But, I mean, we were saying earlier, look, you know, for you to be sentenced to time in jail, right, you have to go through a certain amount of process, and that process is terrible, right? It's not what it claims to be at all. But you have to be put on trial. You have to go before a jury. You have to have all of these different things go on before a government can throw you in jail. But the child protective thing, this is a completely administrative process where basically some bureaucrat comes into your house and says, kid's coming with me.
Yeah,
and that is you think about that is worse than putting a person in jail, taking their children away, and they don't give you a tenth of the due process as you do in the criminal courts, and the criminal courts are far from sufficient in my book.
Well, not just that, but the United States Constitution requires that in suits of common law, if the amount in controversy is greater than $20, which, to be fair, was 1 ounce of gold then, so maybe it's $1,500 now, then it required a jury trial, and I don't know anybody who, if they had it, wouldn't trade an ounce of gold to prevent themselves from losing their children.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's look at the Constitution and say, no, you're losing something very valuable when you lose your children, and you should have due process of law.
You should have it, but I don't trust juries much either. Rich Paul, you had that... recently, you had drug charges for selling marijuana, and I don't know what else.
Well, they weren't just, but they were accurate. I mean, I did do it, so, you know, I can't say, oh, I was railroaded, you know. Yeah. I asked them to do something extraordinary, which is jury nullification, and they didn't do it, but, you know, it's not the same as, like, knowingly convicting an innocent man or something.
I have seen that happen, though, sadly. And I just don't trust juries. I just don't trust them with justice. I don't trust them with even the law.
I don't, but I trust them more than I trust the Department of Children and Families or whatever agency
it is. I was about to say exactly the same thing.
For all the problems with jury trials and all the problems with the criminal justice system, which is an atrocity, does terrible, terrible things, convicts innocent people, convicts people of things that shouldn't be crimes. The whole entire purpose of the jury has been completely subverted. We've talked at great length about all the problems with the criminal justice system on this program. And when you look at how bad the criminal justice system is, when we know, when we talk about every day how bad the criminal justice system is in America, and then we say the process by which children are torn from the arms of their mothers is worse than that. It's such a graphic obscenity that I shouldn't be allowed to say it on the radio.
Going on here with the article from Reason, it's written by Lenore Skenazy, who's been described as the world's worst mom. She's kind of the start of this free-range parenting movement. She says the laws in 48 states make therapists and other professionals, doctors, social workers, etc., mandated reporters. If a professional has reason to suspect a child is in real danger from a truly abusive parent, it's his or her job to report the case to the authorities. So suddenly, these people that are supposed to be there, protecting you, aren't. And I think that in this case, I imagine what we're talking about is a, you know, sort of government-subsidized shrink. So you're talking about the government shrink essentially just reporting on you. That's pretty scary stuff to me.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, whenever you have a mandatory reporting requirement of any sort, I think that that's incredibly dangerous, and especially when they start talking about what are they defining a real danger as. We're sitting here talking about a situation where they're apparently seeing, you know, leaving the kid alone for a little while with some, you know, really grave danger, bad parenting that they have to get the authorities involved. That's not a service provided to the parents. It's not a service that's being provided to the family. That's a service that's being provided to the state.
Yeah, I got to tell you, after the CPS stories we've read here on the air on Free Talk Live, if for whatever reason one of these officials came sniffing around my house, I would look seriously in leaving the state. Like, you know, I don't need to live here that badly if one of these people comes sniffing around. Just asking questions would make me that nervous.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. What would you do?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell.
Rich Paul, tell me about the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Well, the Church of the Invisible Hand is an agnostic offshoot of deism. We believe that if there is a God who created the universe, that he doesn't perform miracles in it, and so basically his will is best expressed by the laws of nature, and if there is no God, then the laws of nature are all we have, so we base our philosophy on rationalism and the laws of nature, much as deists like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington did.
Where did people find out more?
You can go to Facebook and search for Church of the Invisible Hand. We don't have a website yet.
You can also, if you need common legal documents, you can go to LegalZoom.com. You're going to have legal documents, and they've got all kinds of them over there. I couldn't even list them all off, like deed transfers, bankruptcies, disability benefits, help you with DUI, DWI offenses, wills, living trust, living wills, trademarks, that kind of thing. They've got it all for you, and they get it significantly less. They'll ask you questions, and then, from your questions, they'll fill out these documents that have been accepted in all 50 states. It's LegalZoom.com. They're not attorneys, but it was started by an attorney. Just go to LegalZoom.com and use coupon code FTL and you'll save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com and coupon code FTL. Looks like there's been a shooting, a police officer shooting somebody. Another unarmed guy gets shot.
Another, and I hate to bring the race thing up. Like, I almost didn't want to bring the story up because I hate flaming up the race pimps. But apparently this past Saturday, there was a shooting in South Carolina. A white police officer shot what appears to be an unarmed black man in the back as the man ran away. I got the story here from CNN, and I had just watched the video while we were out before, and it is a really disturbing video. The story in CNN says a South Carolina police officer has been charged with murder, which I should say is like a huge headline that these guys get away with stuff all the time. And for this shooting apparently just happened this past Saturday. The guy's already charged with murder. So speaks volumes as to how convincing this video is. After a video surfaced that appears to show him shooting an unarmed man who was running away. Michael Slager, an officer with the North Charleston Police Department, was arrested Tuesday, according to a statement from the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, or SLED. If found guilty of murder, he could face up to life in prison or death. The shooting took place Saturday after a traffic stop, SLED said. Video obtained by the New York Times shows what happened. A black man breaks away from the white officer. Something falls, and the officer fires 8 shots at the man as he runs away. The man, who appears to be unarmed, drops to the ground. Quote, I can tell you that as a result of that video and the bad decision made by our officer, he will be charged with murder, North Charleston Mayor Keith Summey told reporters Tuesday. Quote, when you're wrong, and if you make a bad decision, don't care if you're behind the shield or just a citizen on the street. You have to live by that decision, end quote. CNN affiliate WCIV identified the victim as 50-year-old Walter Scott. His family spoke to WCIV over the weekend before the officer was arrested, describing Scott as a good man who was about to be married. All we want is the truth, and we'll go to any length to get that so my brother can rest in peace, Anthony Scott told the affiliate. According to WCIV, Slager initially said through his attorney, David Ayler, that he followed the appropriate policies and procedures. Ayler later told CNN that he no longer represents the officer, and it was unclear whether Slager had obtained new representation. The Justice Department released a statement Tuesday saying it would take appropriate action in light of the evidence and developments in the state case. The South Carolina Office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation has opened an investigation concurrent with the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division and are providing aid as necessary to the state investigation. The Department of Justice Civil Rights Division and the South Carolina U.S. Attorney's Office will work with the FBI in the investigation, said the statement.
So you saw the video. I could care less what government agencies are going to go after this one. It seems like there's I'm supposed to feel comforted that the FBI is in on this and the Department of Justice. You know, as far as I'm concerned, they're all a bunch of criminals. But you saw this video. Does it look
like murder? Yeah, so I watched the video, and later on in the story, what they describe is that he's stopped because of a traffic stop. He's stopped for a brake light being out. Okay, now
kill somebody over that.
It does not explain how they ended up outside of the vehicle, but they did end up in some sort of a scuffle. Now, what I think the interesting legal question here will be is my understanding is that law enforcement has the legal authority, if not the moral authority, to fire upon a fleeing felon. My understanding is that's their legal authority. You're a fleeing felon, police can fire on you, and most places, assaulting a police officer is a felony. For whatever reason, they got into some scuffle out in the street. There's some sort of a physical altercation between the officer and the suspect. The officer says that the suspect was trying to grab his taser.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, the suspect breaks away from the officer. The suspect is running away, and you can see the suspect is clearly running away, has his back turned to the officer. He does not appear to have anything in his hands, and the officer pulls out his gun and fires on him, I believe, 8 times. And you see the guy go down. I mean, I just watched a video of a guy get shot to death on CNN.
Mm.
So it was disturbing for even me to watch, and I watch shock videos. I don't mind watching like gore porn on the internet and that sort of thing. I just watched this, and I was disturbed by it, frankly.
Well, I guess that what they're trying to do here is probably bring in somebody besides the police department to figure out whether this is a legit kill or not. And I suppose that's the way it should be done, right? Like the way that it's been done up to this point with 1,400 police shootings in 2014, I believe is the number, that, well, it's just police department saying, we've investigated ourselves and we have found that we have done no wrongdoing. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
That's usually how it ends up going. Now, in this case, we're reading a statement from the Justice Department that the Justice Department is saying that they are going to assist in the investigation in any way, but it doesn't look like the federal government's going to prosecute them, and not that I have a great deal more faith in the federal government than I do in any state or local jurisdiction. But, you know, it's...
These apparatus, these law enforcement apparatus, have to show that they're willing to convict somebody. So basically, the you know, the next sort of guilty cop really needs to watch out, and this guy might be that next guy.
Yeah, I think that he is going to get made an example of, and from what I'm looking at here, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I took a really hard line. I don't think that the hysteria that went on around the Michael Brown thing was positive. I think that Michael Brown was a dangerous criminal who assaulted and robbed a store clerk and got into a physical altercation with a cop when a cop, confronted him, granted on an unrelated matter. But, not...
I think Ferguson's a mess, though.
Not the poster child for police brutality. There's plenty of other better examples.
You see, let me tell you, if I was Michael Jackson, or if I was Michael Brown, knowing...
Oops! Who's bad?
Woo-hoo-hoo! If I was Michael Brown and I was being stopped by the Ferguson Police Department and I was a black man, knowing what I now know about the Ferguson Police Department, I would consider myself to be in a self-defense situation to where I was about to be made helpless and chained by people who I knew would willingly kill me. So I would have no problem wasting that cop if I was a black man in Ferguson.
Well, and you might have a case for doing that if you hadn't just robbed a store. Right. If you're not fleeing the scene of a felony, then maybe there's a case to be made for that. I mean, we were out there with the KPD during this, you know, supposed hostage crisis the other day. And you started throwing out his name to this woman who's about in as a reference to police brutality and why we're out there doing police accountability things. And I was just like, you got to be effing kidding me, Rich. I'm like, there's plenty of examples of police gunning down innocent people. I mean, just go Tamir Rice or Eric Garner. I mean, you don't even have to think back that far. Michael Brown, I think, is just the worst example of it.
He's not the best example. Garner's much better.
855-450-3733. Yeah, police officer charged with murder. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about what's on your mind. When you do your online shopping, please use shop.freetalklive.com. There, we've got links to Amazon and Newegg and Walmart and a few other retailers with whom we are affiliated. And if you're going to do this online shopping anyway, you might as well take that extra click and make sure the Free Talk Live gets a percentage. We get a little spiff, a little bonus that way. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Helps us to offset the dangers of trying to get conservative advertisers. And I don't mean conservative in a political sense. I mean just sort of people that are scared of new ideas.
Isn't that the same as conservative in the political sense?
Well, it's certainly liberals are no better.
True.
As far as I'm concerned, they're both conservative, in a conservative sense. Anyway, it's shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about this police officer in South Carolina who's been charged with murder for shooting a man in the back. I guess on video?
Yeah, there's what appears to be like a cell phone video of this shooting. The officer's name is Michael Slager. He's been charged with murder, and he faces up to life imprisonment or even the death penalty in this incident where he's pulled a guy over for a broken brake light,
yeah.
And somehow they ended up in some kind of a scuffle. The guy ran away, and the officer opened fire. Now, the shooting just happened this past Saturday. The article that I'm reading in CNN is sorely lacking in details. I'm really interested to find out what happened here. You don't normally get into a fist fight with a police officer because of a taillight, right? For all the smack I talk about law enforcement, pull me over for a brake light, I'll probably pay that ticket. And I have to imagine that there was something greater afoot than a simple broken taillight, and I find it hard to believe that I'm reading this article and they're not mentioning that there's some kind of a felony involved here. But for whatever reason, they ended up in some kind of a scuffle. Now, you know, I don't believe that it necessarily should be because police are aggressors, but generally speaking, throughout most of the country, you get into a scuffle with a police officer, that's a felony, right? For whatever reason, that happens. And I do believe that, generally speaking, a police officer has legal authority to shoot a fleeing felon. However, the video that I just watched is just this guy is running away, and you see the officer have plenty of distance between him and the suspect. The officer pulls out his weapon, and he just starts shooting at a guy who's running away from him, just shoots him in the back, I think, 8 times.
Well, in New Hampshire, when you assault a police officer, it's not necessarily a felony. We had the incident where Big Mike brushed by a police officer and was charged with assaulting that officer because he rubbed elbows with him, but it was charged as a misdemeanor. So, and I know that resisting arrest is not a felony in, oh, this wasn't in New York, never mind.
I one of these things I'm wondering about is that he's changed his story. I guess he felt threatened was the first thing he said. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fleeing felon doesn't mean you necessarily feel threatened. I've seen police officers shoot somebody who's, you know, charged with burglary in the back and kill him and, you know, then they get elected sheriff. You know?
Well, then so. Again, he went for my gun. That's what cops are trained to say. It's just one of those little things they do, like yell, stop resisting at you while you're having a seizure from having your head beaten by their flashlights.
To me, the question here is what landed them in this scuffle to begin with is probably the most important thing, I think, because and that's not been answered yet, and I hope that we get that answer soon, because that's really at the core of the issue, I think. If somebody, I'm not getting into a fist fight with somebody, well, I have a gun on my hip, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way that I'm going to get into a fist fight with somebody, well, I've got a .38 caliber revolver on my hip, because if I lose that confrontation, then I run the risk of somebody getting my gun and killing me or any number of people with it. There's no way, you know, New Hampshire, my understanding is you can use deadly force in response to deadly force. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to really think about going for that gun if somebody's going to advance on me with a weapon, because you're creating a situation that's so incredibly dangerous. You're obviously a very dangerous and deranged individual if you're going to get into a fist fight with an armed man.
But the standard is you have to be in fear for your life to use deadly force, and even if you were in fear for your life while he was trying to capture your handgun, if he then turns and flees, unless he has your handgun, you have no reason to be in fear for your
That's
life.
That's not the fleeing felon provision.
Well, fleeing felon provision is a different animal, and I am assuming that because this guy was charged with murder, they could find no felony to justify the shooting, and that's why there's none appearing in the news article. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if the defense presented an argument that he had indeed committed a felony and therefore was a fleeing felon, but we'll have to see how that plays out.
The story that they're saying is that he was going for the police officer's taser, not his gun. The police officer is not saying he went for my gun. The police officer is saying he went for his taser. What they describe in the video is the guy drops something as he's running away. I think that what you might see is the police officer then say, I thought it was a gun that he dropped, but then if he dropped the gun, well, if the guy dropped a gun and ran away, then this is not, you know, necessarily a threat to your life. But at the same time, you're in a physical altercation with a police officer. You're trying to take the police officer's weapon. I don't know what the laws in South Carolina are, but I'd be surprised if that was not a felony. Now, whether or not you think a police officer should be able to shoot a fleeing felon or not, I guess that might depend on a number of different circumstances for a number of different people.
Attempting to steal any handgun from anybody is probably a felony. Yeah, because it's over $100 in value, and there may well be special laws depending on the state you're in. Is there any federal law against stealing a gun?
No, but usually what you get, there's usually a special provision. Like, it's like armed burglary if you break into a house and you steal a gun. So it's probably armed robbery to take a weapon from someone. I would say that that's a big deal.
Yeah, so, I mean, it seems to me that once he's in the altercation with the police officer and he's going for the guy's weapon, you know, there's a felony taking place here. And so... But at the same time, the
video of this.
And the jurisdiction, you know, I mean, the video's fuzzy. It's a cell phone video taken from some distance, but you can see them tangling with each other, and then you can see them separate from each other. You see the black man turn his back and run away, and then you see the police officer pull out his gun while he's got plenty of distance between him and the suspect and gun the suspect down, and you see the suspect fall.
I have a real problem with the fleeing felon laws because in many ways they're I think that you should be able to stop a guy, right? Like, and I know where they came from, what the concept is, but if somebody's stealing something like a computer or a TV or something like that and they're running away with it, I don't feel like their life is worth so little that you should shoot them in the back. I don't like that particular aspect. And the other thing I don't like is what it encourages, the rule, the fleeing felon rule, is it encourages people who are not great shots to just go firing off, which is not a handgun, which is not a particularly accurate implement, in neighborhoods and streets and things like that. So you have police officers when they were looking for Dorner, the police officer that went rogue, and the cops shot up like a truck and another car. You'll see all kinds of stories. Police fire 130 rounds, hit truck 72 times. Where did the other 50 bullets go? Right? I want to know this. Because when you, for instance, the police officer that killed a man who was fleeing here in Keene, New Hampshire, then later became the sheriff, he shot him on a street that I used to live on. I don't want that bullet just flying off any old place.
And that's a very legitimate concern, but the story that you're referring to here in Keene was actually one of my first major controversies here, okay? So then there's a situation where a guy burglarizes the place and he's running away from the scene of the burglary, and police apparently shot this guy.
Yep.
And I say, well, I don't agree with
Was he driving away from the scene?
I don't believe that he was driving. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. I thought he was like shot. I believe the guy was shot in the back was the big controversy.
Yeah,
here.
Well,
you can read that. My position on that was that, hey, if this guy just burglarized this place, I don't agree with the existence of a compulsory police department. Okay, I believe that, you know, people should be able to hire their own security guards and be responsible for protection of their own property, yada yada yada. But in this instance, as I saw it, the police department was acting as the agent of the property owner and trying to retrieve his property. If there's a substantial risk of your value getting away from you, somebody who has demonstrated a willingness to break into your place and steal your property, I don't have a problem with the use of deadly force to stop that fleeing suspect and to reobtain the property.
Yeah. I'm not going to shoot a man in the back over a property crime unless I'm on the edge of starvation.
Yeah, it depends on how much property we're talking about to me. And, you know, in this case, it's just a guy who's escaping.
So not a paperclip?
It wouldn't be a paperclip.
I still got your paperclip, Scantwell.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
But
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.